USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says he believes there will be an agreement made to raise the debt ceiling.
I made clear time and again defaulting on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. He emphasized the negotiations are about this.
The outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default.
He added Congress needs to pass a bill to raise the debt ceiling or risk defaulting on the nation's debt sometime in early June. Congress is scheduled to begin its Memorial Day recess today as negotiations continue on the debt limit. Lawmakers are being advised to stay close to the Capitol throughout the holiday weekend in case they're called in for a vote on the debt ceiling. An international coalition will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets as Russia's war on Ukraine rages on.
Norway, Belgium, Portugal, and Poland have already offered to contribute to training. And we expect more countries to join this important initiative soon.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters the training will be a significant undertaking. He said the Netherlands and Denmark will lead the training in Europe in the coming weeks. El Nino weather patterns is part of the reason this summer's Atlantic hurricane season isn't expected to be as active as in recent summers. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts no more than 9 of the 12 17 named storms this season will develop into hurricanes. Hurricane season begins on June 1st and goes until November 30th. The NBA's Eastern Conference Finals continue tonight. Celtics hosting the Miami Heat in Boston, Game 5. Miami leads the series 3-1. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stars are honoring music icon Tina Turner, who died Wednesday at the age of 83. Angela Bassett, who was nominated for an Oscar for her portrayal of Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It, said she was simply the best. Motown legend Diana Ross said she's shocked and saddened. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger said Turner was enormously talented. Student loan forgiveness, more bumps in the road on that.
House Republicans have passed a plan to cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and that is not sitting well with the White House.
The same Republican lawmakers objecting to student debt relief are refusing to cut billions of dollars in handouts to big oil. They even had their own loans forgiven.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will veto that bill if it makes its way to his desk. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers. I'm John Schaefer.
The company that owns Facebook is slashing business teams in its final round of layoffs. Meta Platforms Incorporated on Wednesday said it carried out its last batch of layoffs this year as part of a plan to eliminate 10,000 jobs. Dozens of Meta employees announced on LinkedIn that they were being laid off. Peloton now allowing free membership. The exercise bike company announced a branch relaunch on Tuesday. It now has three different membership tiers, including one that's free. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.